This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
It's the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene and Pearl and Danny V. That's me. Thanks for watching again after all these years. I've never done anything longer than 3 months, so this is heroic of you. And we're going to talk about pee today. That's what I hear. Right,
well,
girls?
You know, I wrote a stream of consciousness out on my good old teleprompter, so it's one of those pods, so beware. And so I asked that.
Do you notice that we all just use the cameras whenever we want now?
Oh, do you look at the camera?
Did I look at the camera?
You were just talking
at the camera?
Yeah,
I didn't realize that.
Right in there.
No, I'm glad you mentioned it. Serene, just hold on.
Are you going
to
train me?
Don't. Just don't.
That's because you want to own
it. It's my, I break the fourth wall and you guys are in the show.
Okay.
Okay. I don't, listen, I don't have much I do here. Okay. I intro the show.
You do.
I ask.
We talk about you a lot.
Yeah. I ask like ignorant questions.
Yeah. It's true.
You know.
And you break the fourth wall.
And I just, that's my thing.
Okay. I'll
and if it could be mine, I feel like we would have a dynamic.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
It's pump for yeah.
All so right. I had a title. It was called Pearl's Been Training in my title. I said, Pearl, is it okay if what I want to say today is I want it to be titled Pee on Your Trees?
And I said
and
no.
She said no, I wasn't allowed to call it that. And I said, is it because it's sacrilegious that I'm saying pee on your trees? And she said, because it shouldn't be plural, it sounds better, pee on your tree.
Yes, the title should be Pee on Your Tree,
okay,
not
thank
trees.
You. But I said there's going to be trees. And she said
that's
it's okay.
All right.
It's all right. Okay, so I'm just going to read.
That was the weirdest intro ever.
I'm going to read.
Of all time.
I'm going to read, okay? It's my teleprompter to read. You cool with that?
Oh, yeah.
If you want to intercept and say something amazing, Dan, you just jump right on in.
Okay.
Pearl, you're always
you're
welcome.
Saying you're not going to stop.
I'm not stopping.
Okay.
I might. Okay. We've all been given big country, open sky country with views that will take our breath away. But many of us have settled to live in cramped and confined corners. We have no room to stretch into hope, reach for possibility, extend into vision. We live stuck, squished, dwarfed, and capped from our potential because we don't know there is more. We don't believe there is more. We don't go out and search the borders of our full territory. So today, we want to get inspired to scope out our borders, dust off our telescope, map out our inheritance and pee on our trees.
Amen.
I'm going to explain about that later, but for now we will keep it there for shock value because we have to be shocked out of our complacency. Story.
Like that's story. Some big shocking thing. You
well,
said the P word?
No, it's because this is kind of a spiritual.
Hold on. If you visualize funny, being someone telling you to pee on your tree, you're like, that's odd.
Yeah, especially because this is going to be a spiritual application.
Oh,
people don't
that's
really
very
think
odd.
About, you know, peeing on your trees
but
with
you,
God.
Y'all have peed.
But
on,
I'm saying with God, we can pee on our trees.
Oh, my.
But you have actually, like, y'all pee on trees as a
no,
a
we don't pee on trees.
Tell me that you've never.
I have peed
on many trees.
Okay.
I have not.
Pearl.
When you
I've
walk out
once.
There in the woods.
Oh, and then once.
One time have I peed on a tree.
It feels like we're getting closer to the truth. How many times
one
have you?
One time. Well, but I have. You have normalized peeing in the shower for me, so there's that.
You know what's true? When we
girl.
Go out to our river, we have beautiful celebrations.
Yeah.
And people just
pee?
Go and they find their little private tree. Pearl makes
go
Charlie
home.
Take his little golf cart 7 miles back up to the top
it's
of
not,
the.
It's 1 mile
the,
home.
Of the hill to just go and like go and pee and on and like you know
Pearl let it rip amongst your fam.
I know, let it rip amongst your fam. You'll see that it's spiritual. Okay, I'm gonna keep going. I want to tell a story actually.
This is why
I don't have the story really fully in my head, but Mum and Dad told it to us growing up. Pearl, you could help me, but there was this family in New Zealand that had a piece of land and they really wanted to make a hobby farm. They wanted to make money off of their farm, off of their land. And for years they tried to, you know, to kind of, you know, build industry from their land, but they couldn't really make it because their neighbor had better land than them, really. And so they didn't have enough to really to graze their cows, to get enough milk for their, you know, their dairy stuff that they were wanting to sell. And they just didn't have enough land. And so it was kind of always in the back of their head that they had this dream, but they didn't get the right land. Come to find out that one day, I don't know how it happened, Pearl. You might remember.
Never heard this story.
Okay. That they were about to sell their land and get out of the whole situation because it wasn't the land for all that they had and all their vision. Come to find out, maybe the neighbors died or something, and they somehow the borders were reassessed. Come to find out that land that he had been jealous of for years and thought, well, you know, I don't, you know, I don't have that. So I, you know, I wish that I did because I can't really make a go of it. It was his land all the time. But do you know what? He never had scoped out his borders, had never gone to see the full where his land went from. And he kind of just had wasted all those years and his vision. And that's a true story. True story. So it goes with what I'm going to say. I want us to get inspired with a territorial spirit, okay? One that knows the fullness of its inheritance, that goes out and marks its territory and says, this is mine, without disrespect, like a dog who goes out and pees on trees. So that's how I'm explaining it. This possessive spirit is what we need for the territory that is our inheritance, given to us by God. God wants us to get possessive and desirous for what he has purchased for us. He wants us to open our hands and hearts and minds and scope and get grasping, not for what is not ours, but for what is within our God-given borders. And there is bigger country in there than we realize. And I personally feel like there is so much paid for me that I don't even know is mine yet. Mm-hmm. And I've been really inspired about this lady. Literally, I'll go on my walks and think, you know, and I walk on my land and the physical, but in my mind, I'm like, there's so much out there and I know, and I got to tap into it. There is some land I've spied out and I'm actively possessing it, but I feel excited and enthused that there is country out there that I get to scope and possess that I don't even know exists yet. Country where I can put my stakes down and stretch up my tent walls and thrive. Country where I was purposed to thrive, designed to build, designed to blim and bloom. Can't bloom in a dank, stinking corner where there is no view for vision. When I live complacent with the meager ration of my own ability, emotions, creativity, and wisdom and intelligence, and not tap into the fullness that God has meant for me from the beginning, I wilt. I stagnate. I lose hope. I'm a sitting bull for depression and anxiety. I was designed to gain possession of God, to be ignited by him, living in and through me, and then tap into his inheritance, his provision, his promised land for me. And it's not just talk here, it's truth. There is more for us than what we realize or have experienced. Even if we think we have this revelation of inheritance and have scoped out some awesome country, there is always more, and then more, and then more. Our God is a God of abundance, actually of deluge. He doesn't deal with the drip, but the deluge. John 10:10, I have come that they may have life, and life more abundantly. It's just a few scrippies, Pearl. Don't worry about it. Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine.
For the record, I like scrippies.
Yes, I know.
I just don't like 50 in a party.
Okay. According to his power that is work within us. And I love Psalm 36:8. They feast on the abundance of your house. You give them the drink from your river of delights. And this doesn't sound drip measured to me. Actually, it's going to go pretty fast through this little teleprompt rant, and then you guys can butt your heads in. God loves land and borders and all that territorial stuff in the natural and in the spiritual. He has taken the care and time to have his word etched with the full description of his territories, his inheritance. The physical promised land has borders written by God, and they are extensive. The biblical described inheritance of the promised land included what is now known as the whole of Lebanon, the whole of Jordan, and almost half of Iraq. Now, at present, they only have this one wee little sliver of land, but in Solomon and David's time, they had it all. They had to fight for it, though. They had to fight for their inheritance. And with God's help, they received the fullness of it. And they will once again. It's prophetic. There are many passages describing border to border and sea to sea and landmarks in between. God cared about the fullness of those borders. Just one quickly, because some of the, you know, the references go on for chapters, but Exodus 23:31, I will establish your borders from the Red Sea to the Mediterranean Sea and from the desert to the Euphrates River. And in Genesis, all the way back in the first book, he describes it. He says, on that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham. This is way back in the beginning, saying, to your offspring, I give this land from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates. First in the natural. And then in the spiritual, right? Our spiritual inheritance and promised land has huge borders too and big country within. It's all ours. He paid for it. But we might have to fight some giants on the way, right? We might have to slay fear and slay anger and slay hopelessness, slay depression. But just like the story in the natural, when they trusted in God and not in their own strength, victory came. There are promises I know I am yet to take hold of, promises that have my name on them. They have your name on them too, if you were wondering. There are fruits on this land that were given to us that we could be strengthened to slay those ugly giants. Peace is a fruit, fruit of the spirit. Eat enough of it and you'll be too full with peace to even contemplate chewing on even a morsel of anxiety. Kindness is a fruit and it overwhelms a giant of anger, bitterness and strife. Joy is an heirloom botanical native to the promised land and it defeats gloom with ease. We could go on about the other fruits and we'll find that we can find in this big country that we own. We own this land but don't even know it. And if we know it, we don't really know it. We head know it, but we don't heart know it. We don't get off our tuff and explore and taste and see that the Lord is good. That's the scripture in Psalm 34:8. And I'm just talking to myself. I'm inspired right now. I'm really challenged. I'm really like saying, Serene, like you're 46. There's so much country. Mm-hmm. And I love it how Joshua said, hey, even in 80, he still had this more appetite. And I want to talk about that today, about how the appetite to grasp and to grab is not always bad. And he's like, now I'm 80. I'm strong as I was when I'm 40. I'm going to take the high country. And I don't want to settle anymore. Who wants to start exploring the big country given by our territorial God? He cared about mapping out the details of this land for us because he put stuff inside of it for us to find. And he doesn't want us to miss out on anything. There's a song, you know, we sing in church. Pearl, do you know that song? And it's like, I think it's called, what is it again? It's one of my favorites. I'm caught up in your presence. I'm caught up in your presence. And I don't wanna. What is it called? What does it say here?
I don't know it.
You know that one? I'm not here. I'm caught up in your presence. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never want to leave. And I love that song. Yeah. It's just one of my favorites. And I'm not here to down the song because I get the point that it's saying. And I hate it when people down really good songs, like saying, oh, it doesn't have the right point. But it's a beautiful song. But there is a line that I like to personally change. And it says, I'm not here for blessings.
Oh, right. Because
you don't owe me anything.
Yeah.
And I get the point because it's not about, God, I'm coming to you for the red Ferrari and I'm coming to you for my job raise. And that's their point. So it's a great song. But just personally, when I sing it, I don't sing that I'm not here for blessings. You don't owe me anything. I change it and I sing.
I am here for blessings.
No, I receive all your blessings.
Yeah. What was that other song? There's another song that everyone sings in churches and it was like, and it's about that same thing. Like,
I would do anything for love, but I won't do
that.
No. Yeah, your meatloaf.
No, but what is it? It's like, I'm not here to ask you for anything. I'm just here. I don't want
to. Do you change it too?
No.
Oh.
I don't, but I just stopped singing because I'm like,
just blank out that line.
I don't think, you know, like God gave everything, right?
Yeah.
And yes, we just want to hang. Like our kids, like when they come to my house, my grown kids, they just want to hang with us, right? But I kind of want to give stuff to them.
Yes.
Like I'm like, oh, Noble, I've got this leftover spaghetti here. Do you want this? You know, I just want to give stuff. I want to make them happy. I want to like bestow all that I'm blessed with onto my children and my grandchildren. I'm like, Isla, come in the pantry. Prissy's going to get you a cracker.
Don't you love giving treats to your grandbabies?
Yes, I do. I don't want them to not get anything when they come to my house. So I feel like it's weird when we sing these songs because we're trying to be so hip and cool to God, you know, into Sunday morning church. Like, I don't want anything.
I just want you.
But like God wants to give us stuff.
Yes.
And I'm not just talking about, oh, give me stuff. But he does.
He does.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
And so I'm almost going to finish this rant. You guys are going to jump right in. So I'm going through it fast. So I changed that line, right, to I receive all your blessings because you've already paid for everything instead of, you know, I'm not here for blessing because you don't owe me anything. I've changed it. And the thing is, sometimes we think that to be spiritual, we have to deny any blessing and push them away and just love God by struggling through life the hard way. Yeah. We think that's the way to honor him, right? Yeah. But God is territorial and he peed on stuff for us. Can I say that?
Oh, amen. My goodness.
It's blasphemous, right?
It is.
It's blasphemous. But the real truth is he died for us. Let me say it the spiritual way.
Okay.
To receive territory. And he didn't suffer for you to not enter in or just put a little extension up to join a square mile of turf. You know, you didn't like, oh, just take a little bit, you know.
No,
because we don't want to be greedy.
What you're saying by pee on it, it's not blasphemous. I was joking. He marked the territory.
Yes, we are not coming to him for red Ferraris. But I believe, you know, God does not want us to come into his presence and leave without promises, leave without fruit, and leave without land deeds. Yeah, he's about landings. The territory, so should we. Loving him is walking with him into the big country.
Mm.
You've probably heard of that prayer of Jabez, you know, it went famous, yes, and everything, where he cried out to the Lord, you know, in 1 Corinthians 4:10, oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. And people have, you know, messed up and say, enlarge my, you know, my collecting
my bank
cards,
account,
my special, you know, of.
Although actually there's nothing wrong with enlarging your bank account.
But Jabez gets put in the scriptures just one time, right? But there's a genealogy right there in 1 Chronicles. It has all these names and it just mentions the names. And when it gets to Jabez, it mentions his prayer too. So obviously God wanted to print that out and mark it down for us. Jesus, I mean, God loved that prayer and it's recorded after the prayer. It says, and the Lord answered his prayer. And I believe we please God when we long for his territory to be extended to us. Not our territory of stupid frivolities, but his territory of promised and paid for provision. And I've got one more scrippy to get us into the mood to hunt our borders, right?
Okay.
1 Corinthians 2:9. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. And I lied, Pearl, Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. And these plans, this is me talking now, are all mapped out for our promised land of inheritance. They don't pan out in our complacent little hovels of self-made living.
Mm.
There are covenants that go with this land of inheritance too. I lied again, Isaiah 54 talks about this covenant of peace, a covenant of peace that he will never remove. And there's so many other scriptures that refer to it also. Thanks for fixing my hair. God loves to give us stuff. Do you know that God loves us to give us stuff, Dan? He ain't a stingy God. It's not the stuff we want off of a catalog, but he's not against that either.
No, I don't reckon
remember
he
Vange,
is.
Right? Vange gets stuff from God. And I'm saying stuff. It's not like the stuff we actually need. It's want stuff, right?
Yeah, it's
she was
want
like,
stuff.
Oh, I just feel like a peach.
God?
I've got apples and...
God, I feel like a peach.
Yeah, she said, I've got apples and oranges and bananas, but I really blinkin' well feel like a peach. Do you remember the story?
Yep.
She was like 9 months pregnant. Yeah. She was really like ready to burst and she was craving peaches. Well then, oh, my jolly phone. Sorry, I have to talk to you later. Shepherd Allison, I hope everything's okay. And she's like, I just jolly well feel like a peach, God. And she's like, God, you're my best mate and I want a peach.
Yeah.
Remember there's like somebody had come and said, oh, I've got these
dropped
this
off
whole
some peaches.
Box, a box. She got a box of peaches, not a peach.
But you know, that's just Vange. And I have to say
no,
something.
No, it's not
about
just Vange.
No,
it's happened to me.
No,
too.
But let me say something. It's about belief system.
Yeah.
Because Vange lives in the miraculous. Why does she live in the miraculous? She believes she lives in the miraculous. And that is a biblical, actual, fundamental premise. If you believe that you're living in the miraculous, God honors that. I mean, all through Vange's life, like she believes she's God's little pet, right?
Yes, she is.
And so God, my mate, you know, God, my mate, I feel like a peach. She gets a peach.
No, she gets a box of
flimmin'
peaches.
She gets a bunch of flimmin' peaches. But it's her whole life because she's like, yeah, of course I did. God and me.
Yeah.
I mean, but we should all be like that.
Right. So I think God
I'm walking into that.
God cares about stuff that, you know, that we feel is just frivolous, but he has put stuff out there hidden in the big country that is just waiting. How do I know? Because he said it. Isaiah 45:3, I lied again. I will give you hidden treasure. I'm allowed to lie about
scriptures. I know, but I don't want people to think, like, because sometimes I get actual letters, not letters and handwritten, although I get those too.
I've been told that I'm a pubescent co-host too. Do I care?
If there is a letter in handwritten, it's long.
Like calligraphy or what, with the big
it's long. Anyway, I get
the
messages.
Last body we had was very practical. There wasn't one scripture, so it's balanced.
So true.
It's give
but
and take.
But I'm like, Pearl, please don't apologize for scriptures. I don't apologize for scriptures. As I said, I love scriptures. I just think the potty is a place for a good amount of scriptures.
I agree. And this is
not
one,
Sunday morning scriptures.
One every, well, I might bring a Sunday morning if
ones.
I want to.
I love these ones.
Okay, you ready? Isaiah 45:3, I will give you hidden treasure. That's how we know there's stuff out there.
Yeah.
Riches stored in secret places.
I'll give you hidden treasure.
So
that should
that
be the verse.
You may know
for
that I am the
hunters.
Lord. I'm going to talk about our treasure hunters here soon. The God of Israel who summons you by name. Again, I didn't know I had so many scriptures. Psalm 145 talks about the greatness of our God being unsearchable. I lied again. 3 Sims 3 also tells about the unsearchable richness of Christ. There are multiple
don't feel bad
other
for them.
References.
They just
okay,
work.
Let's just let it roll. I'm gonna go with it. To his, there's other references in the Bible, but I'm not going to mention them all. To his unsearchable goodness and greatness towards us. That's why the big country that he has mapped out for us just keeps getting bigger and bigger for us. Our borders never confine. When we go deeper and wider and discover higher heights, there's always another level in every direction. We cannot fully ever comprehend or fully explore the depths, the heights, the widths of God. What fun for an adventurous spirit, right? And I'm almost done. This is like right here at the end. Wisdom and knowledge are in this big country.
We're only 20 minutes in. How are we going to fill the rest of the party?
Oh, don't worry, we'll go. Colossians 2:2-3 talks about Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Proverbs gets gritty and tells us to seek for wisdom like hidden treasure. This whole concept of big country yet to explore that is gifted to us and all the treasure hidden there, in there for us to uncover and claim is the reason we started this journey of treasure hunters. An online adventure group that has had...
Sounds like you're really selling it.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you.
adventure group.
I'm just telling you. This is my just like stream of consciousness. I was just tapping, right? So we're a group that has had enough of complacency and dank, cramped corners. We are determined as a group to scout out all that is ours and attempt to uncover everything within our territory. We're not content anymore to just say we have God but refuse to take the adventure he longs to guide us on. Mm-hmm. To say we have faith but have nothing we really need faith for. To long for his presence but push his hands back and deny him his generosity and longing to give us his big country stuff.
Yeah.
To give us his peaches even, right? Stuff ain't all materialism and plastic or riches that rot. Stuff sometimes is awesome stuff, God's big country stuff, and he wants to give it out,
mm-hmm.
you know? So what trees do you have to pee on yet? That's what I'm asking.
It's a good question.
Right? What trees, what land do you have to claim as your own? What promises have you left in the dirt and won't bother to get your hands dirty digging for them? What part of your life do you need to stretch out in and reach out in and start being a grabber and a grasper? Not all grabbing is bad.
No, what about joy grabbing?
I know.
God, it's another t-shirt.
Yeah.
God doesn't need you to prefer someone else to get the healing or get the peace or get the victory. He has enough to go around, more than enough, so go out and grab yours, right? It's about time we get the picture that God has got territory bought and paid for, and sitting back demurely and politely and so-called humbly is not what he's suffered for. He has done the work, the perfect finished work on the cross for our redemption and our inner promised land. He has made his chess move, and now it's time for our move. What's it going to be? Some of the big country we will just step into. And the natural, the children of Israel, when coming into their promises, their promised land, sometimes they just had favor to step right into blessing. In Deuteronomy 6:10-11, and when the Lord your God brings you into the land that he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give you with great and good cities that you did not build, and houses full of all good things that you did not fill, and cisterns that you did not dig, and vineyards and olive trees that you did not plant, and when you eat and are full, take care lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. And there is favor in God to step right into some promises, but just like in the natural, when they had to fight to take hold of some portions of promised land, so might we. In Joshua 1, when the Lord commissions Joshua to lead them into the land, he told them, be strong, be brave. You must lead the people in conquest of the land that I promised you. And in conquest, it's like in battle. Again, in verse 7, make sure you're very strong. Again, he repeats it. Be very brave. Carefully obey all the law my servant Moses charged you to keep. Do not swerve from it to the right or the left. And the law, it's just his word, right? His word. So that you may be successful in all you do. The law scroll must not leave your lips. You've got to memorize it day and night. This is still scripture. Then you'll prosper and be successful. And then again in verse 9, the same little section. I repeat, be strong and brave. Don't be afraid and don't panic. For I, the Lord your God, am with you in all you do. This is my last paragraph, people. Sometimes for us to take the land, extend our promised borders, take the high country, we've got to fight. We'll have to be brave and strong and focused. We have to meditate on the word of God and chew it around in our mind.
What are we fighting?
I'll tell you. And digest it thoroughly in our hearts. We'll have to not swerve to the right or to the left. Maybe you have land of peace to contend for. Pearl, here I'm going to explain it. It has your name on it, right? We know that. But maybe you'll have to be laser focused and not swerve for a second into fear. We're fighting fear. Or turn your head distracted by doubt or by anxiety. These are giants in the land, right? You might have to hang on for dear life to peace and stare it in the eye until your vision is fixed and your grasp is strengthened. Remember that time, Pearl, you were fighting for peace?
Mm-hmm.
You were having that Meniere's attack?
Mm-hmm.
And you just held on there for dear life. It wasn't something you just walked into. You know, you've walked into favor before, which is like you just walk in like that verse. Some things are just easy in God.
Yes.
He blesses it that way, but sometimes he loves to strengthen us through a fight,
yeah.
through the battle. And Pearl, you told me that so inspired me, and people have heard it here before on the podcast that you said, I was just holding on for like the little pinky was left and I would not give up. And you held peace in your vision. You wouldn't let it go. You just let all the scriptures, you know, it said, don't let those scriptures get out of your mind.
Yeah.
You know, like keep them in your mind, swirl them around. You did that.
And you know what, Serene, that's really interesting that you say that, because when I did that, I enlarged my country because those channels of peace are now mine. I hadn't had them before.
Yeah.
Like Meniere's was a rough thing to go through, but the going through it and holding on to the scriptures, like you said, enlarged my country. So that territory of peace is now within me. Like
right.
I don't even know how to have a Meniere's attack anymore. I don't know. My body doesn't know because my country's bigger. It's one of peace in my mind and body
and
now.
And you really own it, right?
I do.
Because you fought for it. It's like singing lessons, Pearl. We got paid for them by our mum and dad. We didn't care a bit. And we like hardly showed up to hardly any of them and everything. And you got driving lessons paid for Christmas from mum and dad. You never turned up to one of them.
Yeah, because I didn't
Brat. Because it was just favor. You're just like, here's the lessons. Here's the money paid.
Yeah.
And that's beautiful that God chooses to do it for us. Sorry, people. But
broke the jolly fourth wall. Yes.
But I'm almost done, guys. Okay. But so you can see what we fight, right, Pearl? You might have to hang on for dear life to peace and stare it in the eye until your vision is fixed. I said that. But God has said, even in those times, you need to fight and you need to be strong in battle, that He is with you. And He'll strengthen you, and by His grace you will enter and you will put your flag into peace and settle there. This is your provision. You belong there. You have the title deed already.
Maybe it's not peace
you are in conquest for. Maybe it's healing. Maybe it's provision. Maybe it's relational. Your marriage, your children. There are great and precious promises to search out in every area pertaining to life. Jehovah Jireh, the great provider, has left no stone unturned for your wholeness in Him. And He is waiting for you to put your hand in His and for Him to lead you into His provision. And sometimes that leading might be a gentle walk into blessing. Other times it might be a battle into conquest. But His Spirit will be with you and His power flowing in you, and you'll have what you need for the fight if it takes one. So go ahead and pee on some trees and take ground that belongs to you. And that's that. And we can all
hash out. And I think bringing it further, Serene, even though that in your mind, you know, it is to do with physical too. I mean, since this is the Trim Healthy Potty, there's so much territory too that maybe you first started – when you first started this journey, you know, whoever's listening, I shan't break the fourth wall.
Thank you.
And, you know, and it was like, where am I going? This is very exciting. Perhaps you did pee on a tree, or perhaps you did not. But maybe it's kind of lost and it's hazy now. What the heck am I doing this for now? You know, and your territory and your boundaries and your scope is lost. Like we said last party, but what are your goals? You don't kind of even know now. Well, I got to have to eat healthy. That's what I have to do. But, you know, the large scope of Serene of hey, this is for me. A healthy future is for me. My healthiest body is for me. Being strong, that's for me. Being energetic, that's for me. I've been given that. And now I've got to fight for it. And I got to go pee on my tree because I'm not giving it up. To the things that want to take it, because things want to take it.
Some people have more of a battle than others. Some people are fighting against conditions, diseases, things, genetic issues that maybe have just come against them. But just because maybe you don't have as much favor as another person in this area, you're going to enjoy that country when you got it, just like you enjoy you know, having that victory over Meniere's. The peace that you have is so much, you own it more than the person that just got favor for it.
And yeah, so it's like okay. When you had your house, you know, you were living in a house without a toilet for close to a year.
Yeah.
And when you got a toilet again, you were like, the toilet is the best thing in the world. And we'd use a toilet.
You had no, you know.
I had no like appreciation for a toilet until you lose a toilet.
Yeah, right.
What about when we all went through COVID and lost toilet paper?
That was real talk.
And then
I remember cutting up old shirts.
Really?
You can't flush them either. So then you got to have a special brown paper bin just for old shirts.
You got to throw them away.
Take that out every couple of hours. I'm telling you.
You know, we never ran out of toilet
season.
Paper though for Charlie Barrett. Charlie Barrett's a hoarder.
We could have gone out and peed on a tree. It would have been better.
You know what the world needs to do, like needs to school up to? Everyone should have a bidet.
A bidet.
You know what a bidet is?
I know. The men
pee into
them.
Can you relate this to territory, Dan?
No.
Face?
Oh, no, the men get cleaned by them.
Can you relate this to territory?
It's a little...
Can you relate this to peeing on trees?
Yeah, is there a relation coming up?
I mean, not with the bidet. I just want everybody to be clean.
Okay.
I mean, if you don't have a bidet, you're caveman level.
You do have
level.
A bidet in your home.
Yes, ma'am.
Pearl, where were you going with that wonderful thought? It was really good. You settled that thought.
Hold on,
I really
back
loved
to the
that.
Bidet.
I was saying that many times, because I'm bringing it back to peeing on the tree, because that's a good memory peg for me. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when we're halfway to something, right, and then we give up, I think that's when the memory peg of coming, it needs to come in like, but hold on. I'm that, and I have the vision of me being a dog of peeing, not as myself. I peed way over there, right?
What kind of dog are you?
I'm a little black and white dog.
You're not a lab or anything?
No, I'm a little black and white mutt.
What dog are you? Are you going to start peeing on trees? What dog are you going
to
be?
Hold on, but this is, you asked me to finish my thought.
Okay, sorry.
And then go to Danny.
I'm pretty decent, ADD.
Yes. Like, we're only halfway there. Really, the boundary or the fullness is so much further. But I'm giving up. And that's when I bring it to the Trim Healthy Journey because, you know, hey, if you've got a ways to go, you peed way further up there. If you're not there to where you peed yet, don't give up.
Don't give up. That's a great thought.
I want to be a German Shepherd, but I'm concerned.
No, they don't raise their legs good enough. In this picture, my little doggy raises its leg really good. And it's a heat. Right.
I'm sorry for all of you guys how shocking this memory peg is, but it's, you got to get a shocker to keep it.
Oh, I have a
If you
one.
Have a little memory peg that's just all just like hardly, you know, digs into your synapses because it didn't have enough shock. Sometimes you got to put a
memory
peg in there.
Well, let me tell you about
really
one of my
sticks.
Memory pegs, Serene. When you were talking about this peeing on tree, well, I wasn't me. I was a dog. Right, I'm a little black and white dog. And I run through a field and it's still, my boundary is still not there. I go into the woods and my nose is down.
Great.
I'm sniffing. I go through some woods. I have to go through a creek. I have to run up a hill. I have to go a long journey and some of them are hard. And then I finally get to this spot and I lift my leg and I pee.
And you say and all that it. In there that I ran through,
all of that is mine.
That's all mine.
Yeah.
We're going to talk more about peeing,
Don't
but for now,
it. Dan,
we have
Dan,
to
do you
take
get it? He does not get
a
it.
Break.
Did you see that?
Oh,
did you
we have to take
okay,
a break.
Take the break.
And hear a word from our sponsors.
Do we now?
Trim Healthy Mama, product news and notes.
Pearl, we're going to talk here about our Perfect pH shampoo and conditioner because there is nothing like them on the market.
I know. And that kind of sounds like we're really being salesy. Like, but there's a reason we brought these. It wasn't just so we could have a shampoo and conditioner too. No, and the name says it all, Perfect pH Shampoo and Conditioner. Serene, we had a huge need in our lives. Now, let me talk about you, right?
I'm scared.
You were such a purist about your hair. How many years did you only use an egg yolk to
about
shampoo
7.
Your hair?
And then you smell a little eggy, right? So then you have to like rinse with apple cider vinegar, but then you smell a little vinegary.
Yeah.
And so you're always smelling like a salad.
But why?
It's
I want to get
bad.
To the bottom of that. Now, most of us, like I would go try to find kind of healthy shampoos and conditioners because even though I'm not as a puristy as you, I knew from my reading and knowledge, the chems, the artificial chemicals in those, not only do they go into your scalp, Serene, they slide down your body, right?
Oh, I know. And they make
your shampooing.
Yeah,
conditioning. And they enter your cells.
Oh,
our skin is our biggest absorbing organ.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And so for that reason and for the fact that I really wanted to stop using egg yolk to wash my hair, we designed with our scientists an incredible shampoo and conditioner. You say, hey, I've heard about pH-friendly shampoo and conditioners before. Yes, of course. We've all heard about them, but they're not pH controlled. So at the time of making, they may have a certain pH, but they are not controlled. That pH is going to change. By the time you open that up and start using it in your hair and lasting a week or two in the shower, that thing is not the right pH for your hair. And so we have designed the shampoo and conditioner so that it always has the
it
perfect
remains.
pH.
And that's why, Serene, like we are getting so many testimonies in right now because of that pH.
Yeah.
Not only that, but you know, the beautiful plant botanicals in there and the absolutely toxin-freeness of it. But so many women are saying, hey, I am no longer having flaking. I am no longer having dermatitis of my hair. I finally have volume. All of these things.
You know why? because it's not just treating the hair, it's treating the scalp.
Yes.
It's like medicine for the scalp and shampoo for the hair. It's beautiful. And let's talk a little bit about the conditioner. You know, a lot of people, they feel like, oh yeah, I use conditioner. My conditioner makes my hair feel smooth, but it's a fake smoothness. Mm-hmm. And the inside of the hair shaft is actually screaming for moisture even more. It's a lot of the cones.
Yeah.
You know, and it gets the silicones. Coated.
Yes. Yes, but it's not actually conditioned.
No.
And so, you know, when we decided to do the shampoo and conditioner thing, because it's been a lot of work, especially getting them bottled, oh my goodness. But it's so worth it because there is actually nothing like right. This is world groundbreaking here. Let me tell you about the nose. What do we not have in it?
No parabens, that's for sure.
No phthalates, no dyes, no sulfates, no artificials, no con. There's no con in this conditioner, right? Yeah. No sham in this shampoo.
That's right.
That's what we're all about.
Yeah. And the other thing I love about this shampoo and this conditioner is, you know, if you're the type that wants to wash daily,
yeah,
you can wash daily. You know you're not actually doing something very harsh to your hair.
Tip though, when you wash, when I do it, I just use a small amount at first. I've got kind of long hair. I do two shampoos.
Oh, I always do two shampoos because this is natural, natural, mm-hmm. natural. I find if you have oily hair or if it's been quite a few days since you've washed your hair, you do the two-step process. Mm. You do the first, like Pearl said, we use a little bit and you lather up with a lot of water. And then you'll find that the second wash with just a little, you're using the same amount of shampoo, you're just breaking it up into two washes. The second shampoo will get really way more lathery.
But if you've only used like, you know, toxified, I'll call them toxified, it's kind of like artificial chemicals in shampoos and conditioners, which the majority on the market are, sadly, they lather more. I do feel like for a natural kind of shampoo and conditioner, ours does well. But it's obviously not the same as one with chemicals.
Oh, yeah.
So you kind of go in there knowing that and not expect this huge bubbly lather that sits 3 feet off your head.
Right. But in that second wash, you get a pretty good lather. Hey, Pearl, I know you talked about all the nose, but we have to talk about this. We don't have preservatives, but what do we have? Our natural preservatives, which are a proprietary blend of botanical extracts. They're from comfrey. They're from beets. They're from chamomile. I mean, we have not skipped any step to make this as natural as possible.
But I think we need to end with the fragrance. And if you want the hint of pink grapefruit lingering or in your shower as you do it, I mean, I just love it, Serene. I'm addicted to pink grapefruit now on my hair.
Spa-like experience.
I can't go back.
Very refreshing for sure, mates.
Find this product and other Trim Healthy products at store.trimhealthymama.com.
Do you get this whole analogy Serene's been saying the whole time?
It's important that you get it, Dan.
I do get it. And I would like to add a comment or two. Because for me, peeing on the tree, if you will, the claiming of territory, it looks, sure, mindset, but quickly getting into actions.
Yeah.
Specifically for me around the success of the relationships and the dynamics within my immediate family, that's something I like to see flourish. Mm-hmm. And I found personally that when I don't tend to that, it kind of falls apart. Mm-hmm. People get into habits that are fussy with each other, that build and build. And now you've got somebody having a bad relationship in your home with another member of the home. And, you know, one of the things I do for work is design ads, like advertising for different people. And I have to be extremely intentional to sit down and design something that is actually going to work. It can't just be, we'll just go with this and riff and then throw it out and see what happens. It has to be a proper campaign. It needs to build upon itself. It needs to have end goals. It needs to speak to the essence of what the company is all about, right? All these things are really important and they take intention. And for many years, I sort of just showed up and riffed with my family, assuming that all things would be handled by God or magical fairies, that we were just going to have great communication skills by nature. And I found that was simply not true. I found that the nature, like I'm pretty, you know, ADD, and that nature can kind of spill into my family. And so, you know, for me, like claiming territory, It looks like sitting down and being intentional.
He's deep when he needs to be, April.
Yeah.
Like,
which is the real Dan? I don't know.
I think this is the real one, Dan.
Okay. Yeah, there's a bit of a schizophrenia.
But Dan, I continue, but I just want to say what I'm seeing here. It's so beautiful because, you know, people can sometimes be given land. Some people have, no, seriously, inherit land, beautiful land. Have you driven on that old Hillsborough Road into Franklin, mm-hmm. Pearl, and you see some beautiful, yeah. like, generational farms? Like, oh, they've yeah. got the old antebellum.
The red barn?
And yeah, and have you seen how dilapidated one of those farms has gotten? It's like somebody has that as their inheritance. They don't yeah. care a whiff right now. Right. And they've let the land fallow. And there's weeds everywhere and there's stuff. Like, when you get given land, you got to tend.
Well, that's what Danny's saying.
That's
yeah.
what he's saying. That's what I'm trying to bring it into an analogy.
Yeah. And I'll have ideas in my head like, man, I wish my kids knew this. Mm-hmm. Oh, I wish they could hear this. And it's like, who's going to tell them? Mm-hmm. So I'll write it down. That's I have great. A notes app on my iPhone.
Oh, wow.
And I'll just write down, there's a family talks note. And I'll just put a little mark there and it'll just be sort of like the beginning for me to develop later. And then actually, you know, we have teenagers, one of them drives. I mean, you blink and like everyone scatters yes. to their thing, right? The girls mm-hmm. want to jump on some media maybe. Mm-hmm. Daniel, the oldest, wants to drive off to do his adventures.
To Burger King.
to Sonic, actually. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Trim Healthy, not my son, Daniel. He's like super skinny though. Yeah. So I'm just yeah. Like you say, build muscle on carbs magically, right. Like go for it, whatever. I can only fight so many battles. Am I right?
That's right.
So the, yeah, I've found a lot of value in giving like my family business level priority and design, not just like showing up and improvising, because again, everybody sort of has their own thing they're trying to do. And that can be chaos when it all starts bumping into mm-hmm. each other. So not everybody has that type of family dynamic, right. But I do.
But you're inspiring me because I feel like I'm going to take this point that it's really awesome, Dan. I'm going to take it into my life because we're a big, chaotic, wonderful, happy mess too. 100%. And I feel like yeah. I there's so much that I long for and so much territory that I know generationally, not only just spiritually from God, but generationally that's mine. Like things that I want to pass on to my family that my parents instilled into me. And I'm so chaotic and I'm so busy, but I'm like, I need to be intentional.
Yeah.
I need to weed the land.
Absolutely.
I need to seed the land.
You know, I
seeding the land, yeah.
For the first time, like I was talking to my son and we were processing an issue and he was feeling frustrated about the future and, you know, what happens after high school, feeling lost. And I said, I have done a poor job of being really articulate to you about the magic that God has built into this world. And you don't have to be afraid of the future. And I've never said that to you. I've never said that phrase. Mm. And I was just like, I like grabbed him by the shoulders and I said, do not be afraid of the future.
Yeah,
you don't have to be afraid. And
love that.
And I said, let me just show, you know, I can tell you words. I was like, and this is the first time I ever did this. I was like, let me demonstrate to you that this world, this invisible world that I believe so passionately about and I never talked to you about. And then I was just like, hands on shoulders.
Yeah.
Like, and I said, tomorrow, let David see the hand of God in his life and the magic all around him. Mm-hmm. May something be unquestionably obvious.
Yeah. I love that.
And then the next day.
Really?
I just texted him and was like, I need the report.
Yeah.
I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I claim that there's this invisible world that's affected by our words and our vibrations and that that's all real. And I'm expecting, so where is it at? And he reported back, he called me later on and reported back like the most incredible day of his life, all these things falling into place. Mm. It felt like he described it as a flow.
I love that.
He was like, everything was just flowing today. And I was like, that's miracle enough. Like, I don't need a plane to crash and gold spill out, you know, and everybody collects gold. And it's like,
so just knowing then that do not be afraid, that's huge. And do you feel like you're seeding this territory? Like, Serene, of course you're weeding, but you're seeding because it's new territory for you, like you weren't handed down this generational son from the father because you didn't have it, you know, well, you do now, you're restored to your father, but you didn't have a father growing up. And so do you feel because of that, that it was missing, you're doing this now, or just because you wish you had that, or what, yeah, what are your, like, what is in your brain space about that?
I have a real conviction that my job on this planet is to shepherd these children. And that's like, whatever else happens, okay, cool. But like, that's my first full-time job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like as a father, I am to speak to them the things that I have come to know as truth and reality, and to help them understand the reality that they find themselves in, what it means and what it's about. Because if not, the government, friends, the world,
right, they're going to fill it,
will 100% educate them.
Yep.
And so I feel like it's my responsibility to pass that on. The problem I've run into is that I've done it far less than I want to, because I don't believe anything was ever instilled into me. Like, I feel like some guys, their dads did that kind of stuff, and so they just do it, and they don't think about it like I have to think about
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah, so you actually have to plan. That's why you've got a note set.
I have to put up, it's on my calendar.
Yeah,
I have a weekly calendar
reminder.
But that's
good. Yeah, but we who feel so like it's been part of us, that's why I said I'm inspired by you coming into it like in a fresh thing. But I've had great, strong generational people that have come before me, but I feel like I need to be inspired by you.
Yeah, but it's like the toilet paper. He doesn't take it for granted because he didn't have it.
Right.
You know, we're all using toilet paper, like, who cares? But you know, it's like when you didn't have something, then you're like, okay, this is so precious. I want to pass this along. And I think for people too, with their health journey, like Serene, we grew up with the original crunchy granola mum, our mum, right? Inspired a passion for health.
And
mum before her. So we're coming from generations of women who cared about health.
Yeah.
So many of our listeners right now are not. Yeah. You know, Tiffany, who we talked to last week, probably was not, because she said, I just want to go back to the way I used to eat.
Yeah.
We never really had that used to eat way.
Yeah,
I mean, I, as a teenager, you know, had junk foods for a while, realized it didn't work for me. But it was for a while. We grew up on healthy food. But I think, you know, we always say to people, but it's fun for us. It's a passion for us. We love eating healthy. We're kind of taking it for granted because of our heritage. But these people that are coming from, you know, generations of really not understanding health, junk food, you know, sugar in the home, devitalized white bread, and they know nothing else.
Yeah.
It's huger for them.
It's
and
huger.
That'll create that seeding territory
the
that
seeding.
It was already seeded for us.
Yes.
They're furrowing ground and planting seeds, and it's new land. Like, Danny, your land is new.
It's new, but guess what? They've got the title deed.
Yeah.
They have it, and they need to keep looking at that.
Yes.
They have ownership. They have possession. They might be having to work it a little bit harder, but that's okay.
No, it's true, but it's been given to them. We're on like ancestral healthy land, right?
Yeah.
We're one of those farms.
Yeah.
And we're keeping that farm up. We're not going to fallow.
We're just trimming up.
But
the,
some people,
the
like, you know, people that are new to the health, they've been given this, given a new farm.
Yeah.
And they're figuring out how to tend it. And I'm talking about the health journey now.
Yeah.
But it's like you, Danny, in your fatherhood. It's a new thing that you've been given.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is that anyone can decide what they want to be their generational story.
Yeah.
You know, like, people let gravity decide what's their life, you know? And if you sit around and just let life happen and you're constantly a responder, things will fall apart. And you won't be intentional. It won't be the design and the vision that was dropped in your heart. Mm-hmm. If you just wait around, and even wait around and just pray, pray. Let's pray. I believe there's power and magic in prayer. Let's get it. I believe in it. Right after you get done doing it, you have to take actions. You have to come out.
That's the Bible.
100%. Like the action coupled with it is really powerful. And when you are the first in your generations, you know, to walk down a path that is powerful and that leads people away from depression mm-hmm. and familial anxiety. Mm-hmm. I have generations
yeah,
of
you are
anxiety.
The first to, can I say something? Though? You are the first to do this. It's a very huge thing.
And you've been given yeah. this new land, but instead of saying like, oh, drudge, I'm going to have to do all the hard work for the generations. You're not saying that. You're like, what? A passion like this. I'm going to get an app for this. I'm going to be writing down notes. You have almost like a motivated, inspired, like, I'm going to be the one that's going to build it. You know, I've been given this and I'm going to build it well.
Well, and on the podcast, yes. In the day to day, it feels a whole lot like suffering. And that's the thing, you know, I really cling to that, you know, the fruit of the spirit mm. kind of stuff, you know, that it's not natural, but it can be, you can acquire a long suffering,
the long suffering
an ability yeah. to suffer long, yeah. you know, an ability to just sort of rewrite what you want to rewrite and be an author over your life and not allow things to just happen. But long suffering is, that word kind of, I used to glance over when I was younger, but, you know, it really sucks. It's not like this big sword drawn, you know, faith filled, I'm long suffering. It's like year in and year out of wondering if anything you're doing is going to matter.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene and Pearl. Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
The great thing about long suffering is oftentimes there's fruit salad to the fruits of the spirit, right? Mm-hmm. So when you have the long suffering, you're also got some joy in there too, sliced
yeah.
up,
yeah.
you know, and some patience
yeah.
sliced up
yeah.
and a few other like good old fruits and peace sliced up in there too. And so it makes long suffering easier to swallow.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I mean, yeah. What is like lengths of suffering peppered with glimmers of hope, mm-hmm. you know, and that is like, that's the reality of things. Like, I've not been too benefited by people getting me ready for everything to be great. Mm-hmm. I've been much more benefited by someone telling me, first off, it's going to be hard for a long time. You may have seasons of your life where the days suck way more than they're good.
Yeah. And I want to talk about that real quick too. I want to say I agree, and especially when it comes to men, I like people inspiring men to be men and to just dig hard and, you know, like to just get out there and make a way for
dig
the family.
A hole,
like whatever. But but we can work hard and dig hard and do all that stuff with joy in our mouths, you know, with a bit of an apple of joy, right? So that I feel like we shouldn't be afraid of hard. We should embrace hard. But hard should be a delight mm-hmm. because when we see everything as a dirge and when we look at everything through a lens of hard, I think yeah. when we do hard as delight, then we can do it and we yeah. do it well because we're doing it God's way because God says the joy of the Lord is our strength. We're not going to have strength for hard unless we have joy.
Yeah.
So I think when we have the lens of I'm going to suffer hard, I just feel like it's,
and that's one of those fruits too, right? Right along long suffering is joy. And joy, you know, it gets trite, but choose happy mm-hmm. or choose joy, that mantra to choose joy.
Yeah, but it's
I
true.
Think it's so good because yeah. it like, yeah, when you're bawling your eyes out your window, because once again, like your life is not coming to what you had designed it to be or whatever, you have to be like, this too is God's will for me. Mm-hmm. This too, whatever this is, like I can rejoice and be happy knowing that I can design and be intentional as much as I want, but when things play out the way they play out, I can, that's like part of like faith to me. Mm-hmm. That's where the faith and the trust comes
yeah,
in.
Yeah, the peace,
of like,
the pastor's understanding.
Yeah, like this is okay. And if all the things I fear actually come to pass, I'm actually going to be okay yeah, there
can
too.
Can I just talk about that too?
Because she's fixing your doctrine
yeah,
every
yeah,
few minutes.
Because I don't think we're meant to fear anything but God.
Yeah.
Right. And God not in a weird way, he's going to strike me dead.
Yeah,
but in
sure,
a beautiful
sure.
way of respect.
It's respect.
Mm-hmm. So I just feel like I got your point. Like the song, we got mm-hmm. the point. But can we change that line to sing that one?
We can change the line. Yeah, 100%. Well, and the balance is needed.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, like that's the thing because you're right. For every,
Because that's the giant we got to slay. We've got to giant slay that fear.
Fear is going to be there.
Yeah, it's going to be there, but we can slay it. And we can slay it with a whole bunch of you know, fruits of the spirit and things that God's going to give us in that big country that we can eat of.
But like you're saying, Danny, it's true. It's not all like, you know, rainbows and butterflies getting to the territory that has been peed on for us. Like, you know, the dog had to go up the hill in my picture and through the woods. And it got almost, you know, had to go through
male,
the creek.
The male dog.
Yeah, the male dog. The little black and white one. Small one. It's not always
easy.
My one's
a big golden retriever.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, bit of a long-haired one too.
Yeah, yeah, but it's a little good. Private school dog.
You know, yeah, it's got a little disciple to him. You know how the disciples always had long hair?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Like a lion's mane.
Yeah, a bit of the lion's mane.
We're 49 minutes in.
Yeah.
Do you want to wrap it up?
I just want to wrap it up quickly and say, because I don't want it to get like a bit of a heavy to this, because the great news is we have territory. It's ours and we can go and get it. We can go and get it. But it can be wonderfully hard sometimes, but that's great, right? We might have to go into conquest for it, but he's always going to be with us. God's always going to be with us. He's going to empower us. It's not going to be our strength. No way. But then, of course, sometimes there's favor for it too. But it's all there for the taking. Why not? Let's go.
So good.
Pee on it and get it. Way. And then I'll be
true nothing, mama, to stay. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.